لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers in attendance, viewers of Madani Channel. There are many excellences of reciting Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi. Peace and blessings upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our beloved master, our intercessor, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, there is a mention of the excellence of reciting Durood Sharif. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man salla alayya min ummati salatan mukhlisan min qalbihi sallallahu alayhi biha ashra salawati. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, Whosoever from my ummah recites salat upon me once with sincerity of the heart, Allah Ta'ala will send 10 mercies upon him. وَرَفَعَهُ بِهَا عَشْرَ دَرَجَاتٍ And he will elevate him, meaning in terms of his rank, 10 times. وَكَتَبَ لَهُ بِهَا عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ And he will write for him 10 good deeds. وَمَهَا عَنْهُ عَشْرَ سَيِّئَاتٍ And he will wipe from him 10 sins, erased from him 10 sins. So look what you get for reciting Durood Sharif once with sincerity. Ranks are raised by 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes 10 good deeds for that person and 10 sins are forgiven as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to recite salawat ala nabi in abundance to avail these blessings inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Honorable brothers, there are many excellences of making good intentions prior to listening to the bayan. Prior to doing any good deed, in fact. But because we're listening to an Islamic speech right now, let's make good intentions, inshallah. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أفضل العمل النية الصادقة. The greatest action is having a truthful, sincere intention. Intentions are very important. Let's make the intention that we will listen to this bayan, this speech in entirety, inshallah. And we will avoid laziness during the speech. We may be tempted to take out our phones, or we may become distracted. But our focus should be on the bayan because it will mention many beautiful points regarding the deen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Make the intention that inshallah, whatever you remember from the bayan, you will try your utmost to act upon it, inshallah. And after that, you will also convey this, whatever knowledge you have learned, you will convey this to others as well. Because a believer is he who loves for others what he loves for himself. So we love to gain Islamic knowledge for ourselves, to better ourselves, to rectify ourselves. And we should want that for others as well, inshallah. Like this, whenever you get an opportunity to do any good deed, any righteous action, try and make good intentions before that action. What will that do? That will increase the reward, that will multiply the reward you gain for that good deed and righteous action. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in this regard. Now the topic of today's speech is a topic that whenever a believer hears about it, subhanallah, his heart sways with joy. He becomes filled with happiness. Some devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam begin shedding tears when they hear about this topic. Whilst others have a deep desire and yearning when they hear this topic. What is this topic? This topic is about the blessed and honorable city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafan wa Ta'zeema. Now remember, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he stayed in that blessed city for more than 50 years of his life. But when the hukm, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrived, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated and did hijrah towards Madinatul Munawwara, and he enlightened that city. He honored that city. He granted blessings to that city, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that personality that wherever he goes, he takes blessings with him. In fact, it is fair and correct to say that the Prophet alayhi salat was salam from head to toe is blessing personified. Everything about his blessed dhat is full of virtues and blessings. And as believers, anything connected to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is also worthy of respect and honor. So the Quran was revealed upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's pure heart. We love and honor the Quran. The Quran and the Prophet alayhi wa sallam have a very strong connection. Then we have the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love Makkah al-Mukarramah. Then you have the Sahaba, those who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noble companions. We love them, every single one of them. The Ahlul Bayt, the pure family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, we love them, we honor them, we respect them. Why? Because they have a nisbah and connection with Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every single thing connected to the Prophet alayhi salam, we as believers love, revere and venerate that thing. And Madinatul Munawwara is no different. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed there for about 10 years. And he passed away there. And we know that right now, he alayhi salat wa salam is resting in his noble shrine, which is where? In Madinatul Munawwara. Until Qiyamah. And alhamdulillah, when people visit for Hajj and Umrah, once they've completed the rites, sometimes even before they've completed the rites, they go to Madinatul Munawwara. And the ulama of Islam, especially the Hanafi ulama, have said that this journey to Madinatul Munawwara is close to being wajib. That's the Sharia hukum. Close to being wajib upon a believer who visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Because the Prophet alayhi salam has so many rights upon us, so many huquq upon us. He alayhi salatu wasalam is the one who told us about Islam and Iman. He sallallahu alayhi wasalam told us that Allah Ta'ala exists. He told us about Quran, ahkamat. So we owe everything to him. Every time we do a good deed, it's because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He sallallahu alayhi wasalam is earning all the reward, because he is the source of our obedience. We obey Allah, we obey the Prophet alayhi salam, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us. We haven't seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam conveyed every single hukam and message that Allah gave to him. So Madinatul Munawwara is a city that we love and we yearn to visit all year round. A true believer's heart is filled with this shauq, this passion, this desire, this yearning, this longing that how can I reach Madinatul Munawwara? How can I reach my beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can I visit the Prophet alayhi salam and present my salam to him? So inshallah, today we're going to hear about some accounts of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, and how they yearned to visit the Prophet alayhi salam. How they sacrificed to visit the Prophet ﷺ, and how they prioritized this visitation to Madinatul Munawwara, to the court of the Prophet ﷺ, and made it their highest priority. So let me begin with the great Imam of the last century, the Mujaddid of the last century, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. There's no doubt about the fact that one of his distinct qualities is that he was on a next level when it came to loving the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life was to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see in his works how he honors the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see in his poetry how he expresses his love and yearning for visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this account that I'm about to mention to you is from the second visit that he paid to Haramain Sharifain. So he did Hajj previously, this was the second Hajj. Now when he went for his second Hajj and he completed the rites of Hajj, the arkan of Hajj, he fell severely ill. He fell really ill. Now, the caravan, the people that he was with, they were about to depart and leave for Madinatul Munawwara. But seeing his state, seeing the state of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, the scholars of Arabia who were there, scholars of Makkah Al-Mukarramah, the Arab scholars of Haramain Sharifain, who were close to him, they said, you shouldn't travel in this state. Meaning, that look at you, look how weak you've become, look how ill you've become, and you're thinking about traveling all the way to Madinatul Munawwar. Remember, in those days, more than a century ago now, they didn't travel via a bullet train or even cars. They traveled on animals. That was their mode of transport. So the journey would have taken several days. But Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma said in reply to these scholars that you're telling me not to travel, but this is the thing that's most concerning me. What about the fact that I came all the way here, and what if I don't get to go and visit Madinatul Munawwara? This is causing me a lot of concern and anxiousness as well. So Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma, when he was told by the scholars that do not go and visit Madinatul Munawwara, this didn't please him. That why are they telling me this? Why are they saying to me, don't go to Madinatul Munawwara? And he said, I'll be honest, the last time I came for Hajj, my intention was Medina. That Allah Ta'ala will make me perform Hajj, but my actual intention was to visit the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, this time I've made the exact same intention. When I left my home, my intention was to visit the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in the process, I'll perform Hajj as well. Right? They said to him, you've been before. You've been for this visit to Madinatul Munawwara before. And the Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma said to the scholars that, look, I've been before, but I believe that every time you come for Umrah Hajj, you must go and visit the Prophet Ali Salam as well. That's my belief. And he quoted a hadith as well. Man hajja wa lam yazurni faqad jafani. And the Prophet Ali Salam said, whoever performed Hajj and did not visit me, he has been unkind to me. He has not visited me. A person spends all that money to go to perform Umrah or Hajj, and then he doesn't take the journey to Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. So Allah has said, no, I believe that every time you come, you should go and visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as well. And again, the scholars tried to say to Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma that, look, we don't advise you to go. He said, just pray for me that Allah gives me such himmah, Allah gives me such health and afiyah that I'm able to undertake this journey to Madinatul Munawwara, even if it means that I just glimpse at the blessed shrine, the Rawda Sharifa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then I pass away there and then. This is my only desire, that I have enough energy to reach Medina al-Munawwara, to reach the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to reach the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and even if I just glimpse at the Rawda Mubarakah once, a short glance, a short moment, and then I pass away. So this was a true lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. So this is just one account. There's another account which is mentioned, and this is from the era of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, close to that era, When the Prophet ﷺ passed away, the first generation. And it's mentioned in Kitab al-Shifa, بِتَعْرِيفِ حُقُوقِ الْمُصْطَفَى, that there was a woman, and she came to the honorable wife of the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidatuna Aisha, Siddiqa, Tayyiba, Tahira, Zahida, Mufassira, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And she said, may I visit the chamber of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pay my greetings, give salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu anha gave her access, opened the blessed chamber. And the Qabr Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. So this woman was an ashiqa, a great devotee and lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that she presented herself humbly, lowly in the court of the Prophet ﷺ. She glanced upon the Qabr Sharif. She said what she had to say. She must have greeted the Prophet ﷺ. And then instantly there and then, she passed away on the spot. Meaning such was her love for the Prophet ﷺ. Such was her mahabba and devotion towards the best of creation, alayhi salatu wasalam. These are true accounts. This is mentioned in Kitab al-Shifa. So, dear brothers in attendance, viewers of Madinah Channel, we're talking about the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and visiting Madinatul Munawwara, visiting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This should be at the top of our list, our priority list. When we look at our priority list, we have so many khwahishat, so many desires. I want to do an extension. I want to buy such a car. I want to do this. I want to visit this place. I want to eat at such and such a restaurant. I want to visit such and such a place, tourist place. I want to buy these clothes. I want to buy this fragrance, luxury. But the true lover and the one who has true understanding, and when he reads the seerah of the Sahaba, he knows that they were infatuated with the thought of the Prophet ﷺ. They were to the level of obsession. They were obsessed with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They lived to serve the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And when he would not be in front of their eyes, they would feel anxious. They would feel grief-stricken. This was the state of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Now, ask yourself a question. What actually gives honor to a place? Makkah al-Mukarramah has the Kaaba there. Makkah al-Mukarramah has Safa Marwa there. Makkah al-Mukarramah has Maqam Ibrahim there. Makkah al-Mukarramah has so many famous landmarks there, which are all honorable, which we love and respect. But when you look at Al-Quran al-Kareem, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath upon Makkah al-Mukarramah, He doesn't take it because the Kaaba is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't take an oath upon Makkah al-Mukarramah because Maqam Ibrahim is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take an oath upon Makkah al-Mukarramah because Safa and Marwa are there. Because Masjid al-Haram is there. No. You only have to open the Quran, Surah Balad. And you will find the words there clearly written, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. If Allah Ta'ala takes an oath upon the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, it's because of one dhat only, and it's because of the dhat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says that I take an oath upon this city. Which city? Makkah al-Mukarramah. Wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. And why? What's the reason? In what state do I take this oath? Because you, O beloved, are residing in this city. Because you are here. And you have granted sharaf to this place, Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was honorable before, but the blessings that you have granted it are matchless. And this is where the scholars infer and they say, look, if this is the case that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the reason why Allah took this oath upon the city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, then just ponder and reflect. When the Prophet ﷺ left Makkah al-Mukarramah and he did hijrah towards Madinatul Munawwara, then Madinatul Munawwara became beloved and honorable in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why is that? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there now. When he was residing in Makkah, Makkah was superior. Makkah was praised. Allah Ta'ala took an oath upon it. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went towards Madinatul Munawwara, Madinatul Munawwara becomes honorable and exalted in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is our belief. And Medina is such a pure city. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first went, it was known as Yathrib. And Yathrib is a name that today the ulama forbid to mention. They say you're not allowed to mention that. Some people, when praising Madinatul Munawwara in their poetry, they end up mentioning Yathrib. And they think that it's still fine to mention this. But in fact, ulama say you don't mention Yathrib. You mention only Medina. You mention Taiba. You mention Taba. The names that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it. Because before the Prophet alaihi wasallam went there, it was a land that people did not live in. People did not inhabit that land, or they didn't choose to live there. Why? Because there was illness there. There were issues there. There were sufferings there. It was difficult. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, he made dua, oh Allah, remove this suffering and pain, and remove this illness, and divert it towards Juhfa, a different area. And this is what happened. And now you will go to Madinatul Munawwara and you will find it to be the most purest of lands. When you go to Madinatul Munawwara, the atmosphere, the air, subhanallah, you will not find that anywhere on this earth. And this is why we say that if you want purification, if you want to comfort yourself, if you want relaxation, then you shouldn't go anywhere else. But you should choose the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the best place to be. That is the best place to be. Such a protected place that we know from the hadith that when Dajjal arrives, the arch enemy, when the deceiver, the one-eyed liar, when he arrives, he can go anywhere, but he can't enter Makkah al-Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Reason being that these two blessed cities have angels guarding them, and Dajjal will not be able to enter them. So Madinatul Munawwara is a place where we should all visit. We should always make an intention to visit as well. When you have true yearning, when you have this true passion of visiting Haramain Sharifain, no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates means as well. Sometimes we overthink, how am I going to pay for it? How am I going to go? But you can ask people. You can ask people who frequently visited those lands. They will say that we have found people there who, when asking about their state, when inquiring about them, they would never have been able to afford it by themselves. But because they had true passion, sincerity, love for those lands, Allah Ta'ala created asbab for them miraculously, and they ended up in those blessed lands. And you will find people who can visit every other week. People have that much wealth, some people, they could visit every other week. But you ask them, have you ever done Hajj? No. Have you ever gone for Umrah? No. So this is a matter of tawfiq. But at the same time, you have to make effort yourself as well. So Madinatul Munawwara. Let's listen to what is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan regarding the oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes upon the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It says, number one, this oath describes the extreme veneration and honor of the noble messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, Allah Ta'ala swore by that city, which is the sacred city and city of peace, from the time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started to reside there. He was born there, became manifest in that blessed city. That city became honored and revered in the court of Allah. And this is why in the Arab language, the Arabs have a proverb. They say, Sharaful Makani bil Makin. They say the area, the land, the city becomes honorable because of the one residing in it. And Makkah al-Mukarrama became honorable, became venerable, became respected and exalted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was residing there. And when he went to Madinatul Munawwara, Madinatul Munawwara became exalted. And he made dua as well. that, oh Allah, grant Medina double the blessings that you gave to Makkah. Oh Allah, grant Medina double the blessings. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'as are accepted. And he said, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina. That, oh Allah, make Medina beloved to us, like you have made Makkah beloved to us. Or even more than that, oh Ashadda. And we find this dua has been accepted, that alhamdulillah, people love to go towards the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But of course, once you're there, it's another test, where once you've reached Makkah al-Mukarramah and you've reached Madinah al-Munawwara, remember there are adab, there are etiquette of those blessed lands. In the past, people were not able to visit very frequently. But when they visited, they made that visit count. And today it may be the case that someone visits frequently, but the adab is missing. So these are such places that when you go there, you must maintain adab. You must understand that you're placing your feet, your own dirty feet most likely, upon that very same spot that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traveled upon. And the imams of the past, subhanallah, they were imams of adab, of etiquette. Imam Malik, who doesn't know about Imam Malik bin Anas? Imam Udari al-Hijra, radiyallahu ta'ala. When somebody asked him about why he doesn't ride his animal in Madinatul Munawwara, in the sacred land, and he used to be offered fine horses and other animals, he wouldn't take them. He would say that, how can I trod the hoofs of my animal on that land in which my beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting right now? How can I do that? This is the adab. And today when people go, most of the time they spend on their phones in the malls, in the markets, shopping. Remember, that's okay, it's an essential part of your journey. You need to bring back souvenirs, gifts for your loved ones, okay? But most of your time should be spent at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today we have another fitna where people are going, making videos, oh, I went to this place and I carried out this excursion and I did this and it cost me this much. So people go there with a list of the excursions they're going to pay for and enjoy themselves. It's become more tourist-like. But when you go there, you should be humble. You should be at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You should be begging for his intercession. You should be reciting salawat ala nabi, have a specific amount, a target in mind. You should try and recite the whole Quran whilst you're there. These are the things that should be kept in mind. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us true love for Haramain Sharifain, Makkah al-Mukarramah, and of course, Madinatul Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to visit time and time again with our loved ones, with our family members. And most importantly, when we visit, may Allah give us tawfiq to maintain the adab, the etiquettes of those blessed lands. May we not waste our visitations to these blessed lands. And may we be successful in attaining the shafa'ah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.